Measuring how efficiently water is used in agriculture, particularly in water-scarce countries, is going high-tech with the help of a new tool developed by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. The new Vapor Open Access Database has gone live during an event at the organization's headquarters in Rome. According to the Food Agency, an increasing area of water supply is either at or beyond the limit of sustainable use. To tell us a bit more about how this tool will help is Jeppe Hogefein, a senior land and water officer with FAO. Mr. Hogefein, thank you.
Thank you.
Can you first explain what this tool does? What kind of information does it provide?
Well, the tool monitors how much water is being used in agriculture, and then specifically in irrigated agriculture. So it measures how much water is evaporated by fields, and then specifically irrigated fields, how much water will be needed to produce food. What we need to know from this information is how much water needs to be withdrawn from the natural resources in order to make sure if this is sustainable and if there is water enough for the food to be produced.
Why do we need this tool?
Well, we need to use water more efficiently. That is one of the sustainable development goals. We need to use the water more efficiently, so we need to produce more with less water. So it is important to know how much water is being used currently and how much we can produce with that amount of water. And then especially in water-scarce countries, water can be used for agriculture, but it has to be also used for industries and, more importantly, for drinking water.
And how is this tool different from current methods used for water monitoring?
Well, normally water use is being monitored by modeling based on very rough estimates on how much area is under irrigation, and then it's being multiplied by the certain amount of, by an estimation of how much water will be used per hectare of area under irrigation. So that is often a very rough estimate. There are also accurate and precise ways of modeling, but we think and we hope that this tool is cheaper and also more accurate.
Could you give me an example of how this tool will help farmers, for instance?
Well, what we do, and we developed the tool now on three different levels. The first level, which is only available now, we are releasing a beta release of the tool, and that is on continental scale. What we are providing is a tool that can see how much water is being used in general. So this will be, it's on a high level of abstraction, which will be useful for research institutes, but also to see how countries within large agricultural sectors are proceeding towards the Sustainable Development Goals, for example. After this beta release, we will go to a final release where we also will monitor water in river basins and also in irrigated areas. And when we do it on irrigated areas, that information will become important for water managers on the ground, water users associations, and also extension services. And they can then help farmers giving advice on how they can use their water more efficiently.
Mr. Hogefein, thank you so much.
Thank you.